KBOO 90.7 FM Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival. 9 bands will play genres and rhythms all originating from Africa, including Afro Jazz, Calypso, Samba, Salsa, Reggae, and others. The event will feature the bands Jujuba, Love Nasuesa, Super Mokako, Roots Revolution, and others. The festival will be held on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the TAQ Center, 631 Northeast Grand Avenue, Portland, from 7 p.m. until 2:30 a.m. Come dance for 3 nights straight at the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. More information can be found on the right-hand side of the KABOO.FM website under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 24th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Got to say this before we get into the show today, because at the end, when we wrap up, we're going to go straight into the room and find out how we are doing. We've got an overall goal that's coming up Saturday. We want to make that the very, very last day of this, even though we love talking to you and hearing from you. But that said, I want to thank Rock Bergeron for engineering the show today. Thanks, Rock. You, the board ops really are the true shaman of the station. And of course, Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre, and I want to thank everyone who has stepped up to the plate and done the right thing. This is two-fisted radio. We can't do it without you. It's all volunteer-powered. And you, by virtue of your contribution, your input here today during the show, you are doing your part. So, that said, get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Yeah, laws, yes, we have them. Providence, the hospital and others want to give patients as little notice as possible, to keep them inside the healthcare systems when it comes to referrals. More shady dealings from the health insurance industry. And in Madison, Wisconsin, today at noon, there is a huge rally. Over 30 groups will be there. To opposing fracking in the state, because of course Governor Scott Walker is gung-ho for fracking, as we might have expected. And Walter Tamasitis will be joining us today to talk about his recent experiences at with Hanford. Walter Tamasitis, for listeners who don't know, is someone that we here in Cascadia are extremely proud of. We don't, you know, have the courage to do what he did. He's one of the nationally recognized whistleblowers who's, in fact, probably saved many lives. We don't know that. We will never know. Because why? Because he did save our lives. I want to get quickly race through the weather. We've got pretty much a steady pattern holding over the last few days, and probably continuing up through the weekend with a bit of clouds moving in over the next couple of days. But other than that, the pattern goes a little bit like this. Stocked in the morning, clearing to highs in the mid-60s today. We expect a high around 66. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low of 47. Calm winds for tomorrow. Again, starts out foggy, and that should burn off, leaving us with a high of 63. And for Friday night, exactly the same thing, lows around 46. And it should get a little bit brighter and lighter and less foggy over the weekend. That's it for the conventional weather report. It's alternative today, because we're so short of time, we've got a waning gibbous flower moon in Gemini. The moon is 9 days old, and we will we can flesh that out a little bit more thoroughly for you tomorrow. That then is the alternative forecast, as well as your conventional outlook. And moving straight into news from around Cascadia, in fact, this news, is of national import, because if it were not for the whistleblowers like my guest now, Walter Demisaitis, we would find ourselves in perhaps some very dangerous situations. Lives would very likely have been lost. It is not an exaggeration to go so far as to say that. Good morning, Walter. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Well, we're so glad to have you back, and we're glad you're still there fighting this fight. I think the hardest job in the country right now is that of a whistleblower, the people who do have the courage to say, hey, wait just a minute. So now you're being Hanford and the contractors, they're trying to push you out, and in that way, I suppose, silence you. It apparently has had the opposite effect. What's going on?
Well, they have indeed pushed me out. We have a federal hearing coming up on November 7th against the URS Corporation and the Department of Energy. And on October 2nd, they came in. The vice president set up a meeting with me under the auspices that he wanted to talk about how things were going. And when he walked in the office, he said to me, you know, I got bad news. You're being let go. Give me your badge, your phone, your keys, and we'll escort you to the door. So I had about an hour to pack up everything in my office, and they escorted me to the door, and that was it. Now, the real kicker is that they've given me a letter to sign that in order to get my severance pay, I've got to give them total legal immunity. Mm-hmm. Now, while they might ask for, you know, have a letter like that maybe for other people, the issue is that they terminate me and want me to sign it right before the federal hearing. So one begins to conclude this is not coincidence.
That is, that's pretty extraordinary.
And they do it. They do it right on the heels of Secretary Moniz issuing a personal statement on wanting to improve the culture. So their actions show the arrogance of them and the disrespect for what the Secretary of Energy wants. So the ball is really in Secretary Moniz's court to take some action and send a signal that these type of contractor actions won't be tolerated.
That is absolutely extraordinary. It's a kind of thing that one thinks of from East Germany or a Chinese legal system in which you have to sign these things. Otherwise, that's the coercion. Is it legal to exercise coercion of that sort, given the context, given the legal context, the architecture surrounding this demand? It seems to me that this is not legal.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what the courts say about that. But clearly, when you look at the facts, it's hard to conclude that it's coincidence. The federal hearing's coming up. They want immunity. If they didn't think they did anything wrong, why would they ask for legal immunity?
Yeah, exactly. Well, so it's the 7th, and I expect that a lot of people from the activist community are going to want to support
this. It's November 7th in Seattle before the federal appeals court.
What do you plan to do next?
Well, I think next is just wait and see what unfolds in the legal cases and, of course, maintain my position. I got into this for change. I wanted to see improvements made. We need the WTP so nothing goes into the river and drifts down to Portland. We need it, but it's got to be built right. And the way Bechtel was building it, it wouldn't run, let alone run safely.
So Hanford is really a sort of a ticking, you know, I hate to say it, a ticking time bomb. We all need to keep a close eye out and demand accountability. Any suggestions on that front, holding people at Hanford accountable and there's no guarantees of safety, we know that, but your suggestions, your thoughts on that?
Well, my suggestions would be to write Senator Wyden, Senator Markey, Senator McCaskill, your congresspeople to say, hey, the contractors are running rampant. Not only do they build a plant that won't run, they continue to mislead Congress on how many technical issues are closed. They claim all the, Bechtel claims all the technical issues are closed. And heck, if they were, why would Secretary Chu have shut the construction down? It's the issue needs to surface. It's much bigger than me. It's really how the contractors manipulate the Department of Energy for self-serving purposes.
Thank you so much for that, Walter. We were very, very grateful to you for joining us on the show today. In a greater context for what you're doing, and for the courage that you've shown. That, you know, this is certainly a role model that is worth following for each and every one of us. And we are in membership drive again. It does take courage to decide that you're going to break a little bit off from what little that you do have in the current economic climate, and put it into operating this station. I want to say that, okay? It does take courage. It does, because you're taking something out of your own pocket and donating it to the workings of KBOO, your community radio station. That is, in fact, a bold move, and I want to thank all of you, especially new members and, of course, returning members, that for showing that kind of enterprise. We're going to go now and find out how we're doing with the goal for today.
And the number to call for showing that kind of enterprise is 877-500-5266. Hello, Chris.
KBOO, volunteer coordinator, the face, voice of KBOO, the first person you are likely to meet when you come into the station. And, of course, don't forget, there's the orientation meeting coming up soon.
Well, and Chris, right now we're asking people, though, to pledge their support to actually, you know, fund this operation, as it were, because we are a media resource. We are here to give you this kind of insightful news and information, the analysis and the defiance that Chris brings you every weekday at 10 o'clock here on Air Cascadia. And I think it's well worth your support, not only for that program and this kind of programming on the radio zine in general. But I think it's also, if you look at us as a training resource, we are here for you, people in the community. Everyone can come in and learn how to make radio happen. You can check things out from the other side of the dial. And we are a training resource. We offer that training for free. We ask that people give 8 hours of volunteer service for classes they take. And that is a phenomenal resource for the community. And it keeps us very grassroots oriented. It keeps us locally based. And it keeps us volunteer driven and listener supported. And right now, that is what we need to hear from you, our listeners. Support us at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
That's right. Chris, Andre, Air Cascadia, talking about contractors manipulating the Department of Energy for their own benefit. And I want you right now to manipulate your phone for your own benefit by calling 877-500-5266. Like Ani's mentioning, there is a lot of aspects that go into producing radio, just from manipulating the audio and making it suitable for broadcast, to going and getting the audio, to phoning around people such as Chris Andre was doing just a second ago, and bringing them to you live on the air. A lot goes into this. What we're asking you to do right now is one small but very important piece, and that's picking up your phone and dialing 877-500-5266. Pledge your support. We're asking on the order of pennies a day. That's really what we're asking you. We're not even talking about a cup of coffee a day. And that's what we have determined we need your support at. And the way that you do that is by calling 877-500-5266. What you send our way, we promise we will put to the best use possible. We will squeeze everything out of every penny. It's not going into carpeting and chairs. I can guarantee you that it's going into equipment. It's going into keeping the lights on. It's going into broadcasting that signal so that we can bring it to you across the Northwest and around the world, because we are also on the internets at kboo.fm, where you can also pledge.
And this is an important time to make your pledge of support happen, to contribute your support to KBOO Community Radio, because we are in the last few days of the fall membership drive, and we know that collective action actually wins the day, right? We know that collective action is the way to successful social change, and we're asking you to be an active, participating member of this independent community resource with your piece of the collective action right now. 877-500-5266. Help us raise $120 is what we're talking about for Air Cascadia this morning. And you can be the person that does it with your contribution of just $10 a month. It is so easy to do. It's a little bite-sized chunk that many people listening right now can afford, frankly. And so go ahead and give us a call and let us know you support us in a sustaining way. $10 a month supports your entire community and keeps your access to this independent community resource. 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. You can also visit us at 20 Southeast 8th. Contribute in person, get a tour of the station, see how your money is spent. Right now, I have to say, though, the easiest thing to do is just pick up that phone and dial 877-500-5266.
Flashpoints, Catherine Austin Fitz returns for another in-depth session.